mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
My friends, I just ranted and went through news in the first hour. I haven't even gotten to the main bulk of the off-the-chart news, and I haven't given the number out. I do want to take a lot of calls today. But here is just some of the news. Again, I'm going to go over this more later in more detail. 110,000 active duty troops on psychotropics and other mind control drugs. And they're saying, gee, could that be why they're running around and attacking police and robbing things and killing their families and, gee, going off base at night and killing 18 people, including two-year-old children, and setting them on fire? Oh, you took a guy who's been in four tours of heavy combat and had part of his foot blown off and asked to not be redeployed, and you put him on Prozac and sent him back out there. And then a roadside bomb blew up some of his buddies a few days before, and he snapped? Well, you shouldn't give hardcore trained killers who've had their foot already partly blown off, and then their buddies get killed in front of them, you shouldn't put them on a hallucinogenic drug that says it causes violent swings where you don't control yourself and kill people? Oh, you want to give that to a trained killer? That is a really, really, really good idea. That's a super duper idea. And then you want to give these drugs to people saying, oh, you're having anxiety. We'll just put you on Xanax. I have a good friend who they put on Xanax. And he got pretty crazy on it, and it turned into a big national media circus. I'll just leave it at that. People can probably figure out who I'm talking about. People are like, he's gone crazy. Yeah, get off the Xanax, no longer crazy. And a lot of people are like, oh, Xanax really is helping me. Yeah, but it's Russian roulette. It's Russian roulette. And we live in an unnatural society with GMO, chemicals, biologicals, all this in us. So we're already having enough problems. Then they say, well, we'll put you on these drugs so you don't notice it anymore. And then you don't have that normal governor that's in you. That's what Prozac and this whole class of drugs do, is that a mother just suddenly in a dream state puts their children one after the other in the bathtub and holds them under till they die and then dresses them and puts them in their beds or drives them off a cliff or takes their babies and gets out a big butcher knife and chops their arms and legs off and then calls the police and says, I just didn't know what to do except chop them up like a chicken. You know, church moms do it all the time now. My doctor put me on Prozac or Luvox, and they pull up, the police pull up, and there she is in her apron with a butcher knife. Hello, officer. I'm ready to go now. And they're going to send bails to prison instead of to a mental institution. I mean, if you slip somebody three hits of LSD and they have a bad trip and go out and kill two or three people, and people find out that somebody spiked their drink, there's actually been cases of this, you don't even go to jail, folks. Because someone stuck in the bar LSD in your drink. But the system cannot let this guy go that shot the cop in the neck and killed him. And they can't let Sergeant Bales go because they can't indict the Prozac or the other psychotropics that they're on, Xanax. Because then, see, it's always, why is everybody killing everybody? Well, we better put checkpoints everywhere to stop this. And the guys running the checkpoints are on the same drug. It's like, we don't know why breast cancer is so bad. We're not going to look at that. We'll just figure out how to cure it. Well, why is it getting, why is there so much more of it? It's like, why are people going crazy? Well, let's not look at that. Let's just put them in jail. Okay, whatever. We'll be right back. Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Right now, the average family spends one-fourth of their income on food. It's time to cut your food budget in half by using the best, most affordable food on the planet from eFoods Direct. The savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. Serve these delicious meals to your family tonight for a quick and easy dinner for about $1.25 a serving, compared to over $3 a serving for any other food. This food is compact, making it easy to store some away, and will be just as delicious in 25 years as the ones you cook tonight. Is it affordable? Absolutely. The new Alex Jones Family Pack saves you up to 50% compared to other food storage companies. See the comparison at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. My friends, as crazy as this world is today, you'd be nuts to not get a storable food supply. Give eFoods Direct a call and order one of the Alex Jones Family Packs and test it out today. Start your journey of food independence today at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Up at Infowars.com is our top story. Antidepressant drugs causing epidemic of mania, mayhem, and murder. A gentleman shot a police officer who responded to a routine call last Thursday night. I mentioned this on air, and by the time I got off air, the Austin American Statesman in the afternoon had talked to his roommate and confirmed he was on Paxil and drank alcohol. And, of course, what is the side effect of that? Violent tendencies, big time. And if you scroll down into the comments on Infowars.com, he says, once upon a time, my doctor set me up with SSRIs to combat hypertension. And again, this is a comment I'm reading on Infowars.com about Paxil in a separate case. It was about 2 years ago. Took my Paxil that morning, and later that night, I drank a glass of wine. It was about 10 p.m. when I was told that I armed myself with a rifle and went for a walk in a neighborhood. Later, the police came. I was surrounded by 12 or so cops, so I'm told. The cops tried to arrest me, but I told them I ranted and raved about everything and anything for about a half an hour, ignoring the cops and the guns they were pointing at me. I was violently arrested. A few hours later, I woke up in a hospital, handcuffed to the bed. Paxil caused this behavior. I have very little memory of that night at all. I have permanent physical injuries as a result of the violent arrest. Take it from someone who's been there. Don't ever put an SSRI in your body. And that's true. And if you are already on them, you have to go off very slowly. That's the number one thing that causes the total violent mania cuckoo behavior, is to go off them quickly. Whoa! Do not go off the medication cold turkey. Whatever you do. This isn't like kicking a coffee and you just get a headache. Or stopping drinking booze and you get a headache. This is crazy person time. Anyways, I was reading a comment from that article. Antidepressant drugs causing epidemic of mania, mayhem, and murder. America's addiction to dangerous SSRIs hits crisis level. The alleged shooting of a police officer in Austin. The guys are so careful to say alleged. It's on video. It's him. It's the shooting. The cop was shot. I wrote this with Paul, but we probably need to change that. The alleged shooting. No, he was shot of a police officer. He's dead. Of a police officer in Austin by a man taking the anti-anxiety drug Xanax is just one of a plethora of recent incidents fueled by antidepressant pharmaceuticals, an epidemic of mania that has swept the country and the world, everywhere this happens. Mary O'Dell, the mother of 24-year-old Brandon Montgomery Daniel, told the Associated Press that her son's role in the fatal shooting of Austin senior police officer Jamie Padron was fueled by alcohol and psychotropic drugs. And she went on to break it down. And then we have all the other examples, and you have Bales, so they won't release it, but they're saying the treatment he was under, he was clearly on Prozac. They're hiding those records. And it's got all the other shooting examples in the article where it's been that. You can just scroll through it all and read it for yourself. Everybody knows this. But look at this article. Look at this article right here. A fog of drugs and war, Los Angeles Times. More than 110,000 active duty Army troops last year took antidepressants. And it just goes on to talk about all these pilots, all these military police, all these people with no criminal record, great service records, doing horrible things, assaulting people, attacking people, going crazy, killing people. Well, yeah, the worst idea in the world is to take trained killers like Sergeant Bales and put him on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor. And then he just breaks down. This is a guy who'd already been in four tours, had part of his foot blown off before, asked to not be sent back, had been in treatment at the military base in Oregon, and then was told he was okay and sent back into Afghanistan. And he's there a few weeks, and his buddies get blown up in an armored vehicle, and then he goes crazy and goes out and shoots a bunch of people, reportedly. His lawyer's not, right now, not even really denying he did it. I mean, the point is that no one is discussing the drugs, except for the L.A. Times. And in fact, that's actually something I can say. I mean, here's the article right here. A fog of drugs and war. And it goes over all of that and gives you, in five pages, a bunch of examples of it. That's in the Los Angeles Times today. If you want to go read it. Okay, let me now go ahead and shift gears into some other areas, but everyone's welcome to call in about any of the subjects I've raised so far, any of the issues I'm about to get to. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Coming up at the start of the third hour, I'm going to air video and audio of the new Black Panther Party calling for blood in the streets and mass race war. And again, we have the video. We're going to get it posted at Infowars.com, an article we already have up there. But this one is a family-friendly that has cut out all of the profanity. The issue is that the Hatari militia simply said, if the government comes to confiscate our guns, we're going to have to fight back. And gee, we hope it doesn't come to that. And they were arrested and held for years, and the judges said they're not guilty, release them. But the feds, of course, aren't doing that. They're holding them on weapons charges, which are legal guns, but they're saying guns in the commission of a crime. So the charges have been thrown out for the other crime, but they're saying the guns in the commission of that crime, they're going to be held for that. Just like the Davidians were found in the appeals process. Even the Supreme Court said, release them. They're found not guilty of murdering federal police officers. And the feds still held them on using firearms in the commission of murdering, killing federal police. But they were found not guilty of murdering. So it's the same thing. But you notice somebody who's for the Constitution, Bill of Rights, who isn't racist, the Atari weren't into race stuff, they go to jail. But I've seen the new Black Panthers in Houston, the new Black Panthers in Chicago, the new Black Panthers in D.C., in Baltimore, on video, say, we're going to kill all the white people. And we want to start murdering and shooting them right now. Now, why aren't they being arrested? Because they'll normally arrest a black guy for walking down the street, walking while black. They throw the book at black people like nobody I've seen. Why? Because they want this race war to start. Ladies and gentlemen, where is the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL to decry them and say they're calling for violence? I mean, they're always saying I'm calling for violence when I'm not. They're always saying I'm going to cause violence when I'm not. It's not going to help us defeat the New World Order if every cop in America got a bullet between their eyes. In fact, it would help the New World Order. I'm not calling for killing police. I'm calling for the opposite. I'm not calling for bloodbaths and killing citizens and let's send a 10,000-man group to arrest George Zimmerman. It's pretty amazing what they say about, we need to kill the whites and have race war and blood and all this. And it's just incredible. So that's coming up in the next hour. I've got some bad news here. Last week, Tuesday or so, they announced that they were going to pull the U.S. aircraft carriers out of the Gulf, the Persian Gulf, and that Israel was going to stop or scale back internal low-intensity conflict, they call it, inside Iran. That's warfare, ladies and gentlemen. Anybody does that to us, we call it terrorism. And Watson wrote the article saying, last aircraft carrier leaving. Well, that was all a ruse. They had another aircraft carrier show up, two aircraft carriers leave, and now all three are going in. And everything's on full alert. Just like they told Assad, okay, ceasefire. Our peaceful activists will stop blowing up police stations and rocket attacking. And as soon as Assad stood down, they just launched attacks with U.S. and Israeli and British forces backing them. Not even so much Israeli, but they're somewhat involved. They're really involved in the Libya thing. Attacking from all angles. Just it's pure deception. The problem is if you ever actually want to make a deal with somebody, they won't listen to you because they know you're just there's. The globalists don't even do stuff that's honorable when it would serve them. You've got to say they are true to their bad character. U.S. Navy deploys second aircraft carrier to the Gulf. And there's another just down south of that, not technically in it. The U.S. Navy said Monday has deployed a second aircraft carrier to the Persian Gulf amid rising tension with Iran over its disputed nuclear program. So they were announcing they were pulling out two. One left the area. Another was there. Now another's going in. The deployment of the nuclear-powered USS Enterprise along the Abraham Lincoln Carrier Strike Group marks only the fourth time in the past decade the Navy has had two aircraft carriers operating at the same time in the Persian Gulf and the Arabian Sea, said the Commander Amy Derrick Frost of the Bahrain-based 5th Fleet. The two carriers will support the American military operations in Afghanistan and anti-piracy efforts off Somali coast and the Gulf of Aden, she said. Yeah, right. And it goes on to what they've got a carrier in the Med and another out there in the larger sea below there. So all of that's going on right now. Okay, when we get back, I'm going to start going to phone calls for a while. And then I'll get into Melinda Gates worrying about population control critics. Also, study EPA-approved GMO insecticide responsible for killing off bees, contaminating entire food chain. Genocide-endorsing climate alarmist, one of the top guys at NASA, calls for global tax on carbon emissions. NASA's James Hansen previously advocated environmental terrorism. And that integrates in with this other huge report on MIT saying they're going to collapse the economy and kill 90% of the public. I'm not kidding. It's all out in the oven. Stay with us. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence, and the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Free number to join us is 800-259-9231. If you've studied history, mass murder, huge empires, total control is the norm, not the exception. Everything we talk about on this broadcast is pretty frightening and incredible, but it's all backed up in fact. I mean, Again, MIT's come out with a big major prospectus study saying 90%+ population reduction will happen. I mean, we're talking about news off the charts. It doesn't get more prestigious than MIT at the heart of the scientific dictatorship, at the heart of DARPA. All of this, that's coming up. New Black Panther Party. This is just what we need. The globalists are attacking and killing everybody. I never hear the Black Panthers say, don't abort 52% of black babies. No, it's just too much fun to talk about killing whites all day. And that's the globalists. They've created the big prison culture where if you're white, you've got to go join the supremacist or basically get killed. If you're Hispanic, you've got to go join the Hispanic supremacist or get killed. If you're black, you've got to go join the black supremacist or get killed, basically, in the more serious pens, penitentiaries. And so you go in there for a minor crime or nonviolent crime, and you come out in 5 years with a degree in criminality, and you can't get jobs regular places, so you work for the criminal underground that works, in most cases, for the system. By the way, I want to say hi to Chuck Norris. He writes articles on a monthly basis for WorldNet Daily and quotes Infowars.com and quotes Alex Jones here, yours truly. And sets the record straight because WorldNet Daily wrote an article saying, oh, this executive order for martial law is no big deal. We've always had this on the books. For a nuclear attack, if the Congress is all killed, not for something like an economic crisis or the threat of a crisis. And he points that out. And he also points out members of Congress saying it. And here's the Orlando Sentinel saying it. Orlando's rep, Adams, fears Obama power grab. I want to get Adams on. Word to the producer, please. Thank you. Another congressperson. We had that congressman from North Carolina on. What, Jones? About this a few weeks ago, who's standing up to it. So this is real. People are like, oh, well, there's been executive orders for the government to take over everything since 1950. Yeah, in a nuclear war. Not for any crises, including the threat of a crisis, including economic or otherwise. This is not something that's been on the books a long time. This is new. Just like NDAA is new to secretly arrest us. Just like the torture's new in the last two administrations. Just like the secret arrest is new. Just like all these wars without congressional approval is new. And by the way, to Chuck Norris's, said I'd cover it later, I'm just covering it now. To his credit, he goes on to say, yes, Bush engaged in imperial expansion behavior and power grabbing that was wrong. But Obama is focusing this in domestically, to paraphrase Chuck Norris. You can go read it. He's absolutely dead on. I know Chuck, when I first interviewed him, I don't know, 6-7 years ago, said he'd been a listener since the mid-90s. He's got several ranches in Texas. And then I've interviewed him quite a few times. And then, of course, we got his phone number once, and a previous producer years ago, I guess, or I didn't or something, get it in the computer properly, and now the email I have doesn't work. So word out to Chuck Norris. We'd like to get you back on the show, Chuck. I know you're a listener, and I appreciate you standing up and pointing out this is a power grab. But it's not just Chuck here, because we had a bunch of neocon sites come out and say, everything's fine. Sure, Obama says he can basically suspend Congress and take over resources and all this for the threat of a crisis, but that's no big deal. Oh, really? Well, Congressman Jones isn't listening, and Congressman Adams knows what's going on. Orlando reps Adams fears Obama power grab. A White House order updating federal emergency powers has raised alarm among some conservative commentators. The U.S. Representative Sandy Adams, President Obama is attempting to grab unconstitutional powers, and it goes through that. Okay, that's coming up later, I promise. Your phone call's coming up. Then we'll get into government surveillance crackdown on the internet goes into overdrive. That's up at drudgereport.com right now.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I think it's a pretty big deal that the ruling elite are eugenicists who have disdain for humanity and who openly want to reduce population by more than 90%. And now the top research team at MIT officially is projecting, we just did the math back there, a 96% population reduction. People are always, what is it, 80, 90? You get your facts, Mr. Baloney Man. Get them right. I'm like, well, the UN says 80. The Biological Diversity Assessment, 1996. The unredacted full one, you got to go to the library for. And Club of Rome says 80. And Jacques Cousteau said 80. And Ted Turner says 90. And Prince Philip says 90. And most documents, you know, in the old days, it was 80%. Now they put out reports saying they want to kill 99% of us. Some reports say they may kill themselves. The humans are so evil. It's like, I hate humanity so bad, I'm killing myself. You know, that's you're like, that doesn't make any sense, because you're not the type of person that likes injecting newborns with cancer viruses. I mean, you're just, you don't get it. You're not like Arnold Schwarzenegger. When I was doing research on him for my film Martial Law, because he's part of the film, they were pushing him for president, just how disgusting that was, is that his favorite artist, because it showed him visiting him in Germany, is a guy that shows little kids killed in car wrecks. and then like 7-year-old girls dressed in Nazi uniforms laying out on beds. I mean, they're dressed, but it's like, you know, super creepy. And you see all the Ralph Lauren and all them have run ad campaigns, you know, and well, there's some that are even worse than what Ralph Lauren did mildly years ago, or was it Calvin Klein? I forget. And you're like, why would anyone want a year-old baby run over by a truck, a photograph of that? You know, its head all smashed, eyeballs hanging out. Schwarzenegger gets on a private jet and flies to Europe to stare at this and buy it. There's your answer. Okay. And that's par for the course. If you look in the New York Times, they've done reports on it. The most popular art in New York bought by the rich Wall Street people is a flask, a gold lined jar, crystal jar with semen and blood in it. I hate to get gross. Or this is who rules things. And they'll pay $15 million for that. And they ask them why. They say it is a commitment to this. It's an offering. And the artists are always, you know, self-mutilating with weird black spiked hair and totally white and think they're vampires. What is that article you guys pulled up? Let me see. Arnold Schwarzenegger hands back Nazi loot. No, that's not it. That's not it. That's just some other thing he's up to. You love Kurt Waldheim, one of the top Nazis. The point is that I remember it was like $47 million for a skull encrusted with diamonds, or, you know, $1.5 million for a crucifix submerged in pus with a garnish of maggots. I mean, these are real things. And they go and fight with each other bidding over it. So up in their giant, you know, $50 million high-rise, you know, three-story level penthouses with their models and everybody coming to visit them. I'm going to your calls in a moment. I'll never forget, I was watching PBS with Jack Kevorkian before he went to prison. This has got to be 20 years ago. More than 20 years ago. Because I was in high school. Do the math. It was about 21 years ago. I was a senior in high school at my parents' house. We moved here to Austin, and I'm watching PBS, and it's Jack Kevorkian, and it shows at the New York art display, it shows all these movie stars and the supermodels, and at the event, you know, they cut to a shot of who's the famous Scientologist? I'm drawing a blank here. Who's in Top Gun? Tom Cruise. Yeah. Tom Cruise. So I start envisioning seeing that TV program, and then I can't remember basic names because I'm accessing old memory. The point is that they're there, and these women, these supermodels, are sitting there, and Jack Kevorkian, I'll never forget, was in this powder blue suit with all these beautiful women around him like he was a rock star. But they understand. They don't like it. They have to worship it to be in those elite circles. So it was all real fake. But it's about the worshiping of a weird, ghoulish man. And it was his art display. And it was demons painted in his own blood as part of the medium. And it was like a baby coming out of a woman and the demons eating it. And just the most horrible stuff you can imagine. And there's all these supermodels going, ooh, 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 with Jack Kevorkian and him, this ghoulish crypt keeper type ghoul nerd, who's this civil rights person, they're saying, going, I painted it with ampules of my own blood, and smacking his lips, and the women going, this is who runs things, okay? And if you don't get that, you don't understand. They feel power when they think about your child injected with cancer viruses. I don't think Tom Cruise was. He was just on this newscast I saw, I guess, coming to the art display. Because I'm not saying he's perfect, but he's spoken out against Prozac and stuff hurting your brain. The point is that this is what they do. They hop around at these events and all get off on the fact that they're into killing people and into death. I mean, look at this article at Infowars.com. Genocide-endorsing climate alarmist calls for global tax on carbon emissions. He's the number 3 guy at NASA. He's their head climatologist. over a bunch of the satellite systems, and he's always endorsing world government population control, a worldwide police state, drugs in the water, because he knows best. It's all about the power trip. See, if you really want to be on a power trip, you've got to be killing people. You got to be cutting their food and water off. You got to be making them take deadly shots. That's what the power is all about. It's about they got the power. They're way past swimming pools and supermodels. This is about cutting the power off, killing some people. This is about flying to Germany to, in fact, we were doing days of searches for photos of Schwarzenegger, and we're able to dig up some of the real porno magazine covers, gay magazines that he was on the cover of and stuff, and we put some of those blurred out in martial law. You've seen it. And that's when we just came across Schwarzenegger at the at visiting Germany and, quote, his favorite artist, and photos of him and him there purchasing the art of the dead babies. That was on an old drive. That was 6 years ago we released that film, and I know Jacobson tried to find that drive and dig it out. But I'm telling you, listeners, you can dig that up. Do a blurb about it. We'll relink to it. People are always, oh, yeah, where's this Jack Kevorkian art? Guys, type in the art of Jack Kevorkian. I don't think we've ever even done this. Let's see if it comes up. It's demons eating children, okay? I mean, oh, he wants to kill people because he cares about them. And, you know, he gets them in his little minivan or his Volkswagen bus and gasses them or whatever, and then reportedly would get all creamy-eyed and excited about it. Did you find anything under the artwork of it? You did? Put it up. People are always calling me saying, show us the proof. I don't make any of this up. Look it up for yourself. Yeah. There it was. Go back. There's a skull with a flower growing. There's a guy sliding down to hell. There's skeletons. There's a demon, a devil. There's a guy with his head cut off with an apple who's for dinner. There's a woman's head cut off by Nazis. There's a guy with his skin stripped off in hell. I'd never even thought, people just accused me of making this up. There it is. Some of the artwork of Jack Kevorkian. And I guarantee you, if you work at PBS, you can dig up the reels of that with these women literally hopping around totally fake, going, I'm not exaggerating. And it was in deep searches. I was on like day two of searches, and Jacobson's sitting there wanting to edit. He's going, come on, man, we got enough photos of this. I'm like, listen, we're going to find the gay porn of Schwarzenegger. And he's like, I'm going out and getting something to eat. Because you imagine Schwarzenegger gay porn, what's coming up. And I'm sitting there trying to, and then all of a sudden it's Schwarzenegger with little girls in Nazi outfits. And I'm like, man, I really dislike this guy more than I disliked him before. The research I've got to do looking into these people. When I tell you the Rockefeller Foundation developed cancer viruses, I've given you the documents on the website to put in your shots or sterilants. You better go look it up. If I tell you Jack Kevorkian paints babies being eaten by demons, type in Jack Kevorkian art, baby being eaten by a demon. In fact, we can't, don't even put it on TV, though. They put this on PBS because it was art, but I can't show this here. It's a baby coming out of a woman with a demon leering about to eat it, which is abortion, of course. He's telling you, this is a hardcore sacrament for us. We're dealing with hell pit creatures. I don't know how else to explain it. And you're like, oh, it's not that bad. It's worse than I could say. Okay, I'm going to stop now. I'm going to take calls for about 20 minutes in, then I'll get into the race war news and all the rest of it I haven't gotten into yet. Our story's up at Drudge Report. It's been up there over the weekend. It's very important. Government surveillance crackdown on the internet goes into overdrive. Cyber bills legislate for mass surveillance. Former cybersecurity czar calls for Homeland Security data custom inspection, where all of your data is searched and run through government databases. It was up higher on the weekend. It's now scrolled down some. There it is. Government surveillance crackdown on the internet. Very important article. Stuff they said I was crazy 7-8 years ago talking about, now it's just all admitted. Okay, that said, let's go to Richard in Kansas. Richard, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Just worse every morning, isn't it, Alex?
Yeah, we're dealing with people that like to paint demons eating babies. I mean, we're in deep trouble.
Yeah, well, look at the people that go to Bohemian Grove, man. I mean, we're obviously dealing with sickos.
Yeah, but they're artists. See, you just don't see the beauty of a child run over by a truck.
That's a side effect of having more than two brain cells, Alex.
Oh, but they're the leaders of our society. What's wrong with a child run over by a truck? It's beautiful to Schwarzenegger. Their little smashed head.
Oh, I know. I'm supposed to wish I had the money to buy these things.
Yeah, you just don't get it, man. You need to buy a company up and fire all the employees and move it to China and then ship poison goods back into America and feed kids in America melamine and have the media say it's good for them. That's what's pure and ethical.
Definitely.
You need to pay millions of dollars for a plastic jug of maggots. That's beauty, man. You just don't see it. Do you want to apologize? Do you want to apologize to him right now?
I'm so sorry. You know, I will apologize to the New World Order. That I apologize that I don't see the beauty and the disgusting horror that you seem to enjoy so well.
Well, there you go. An uncultured caller. What else, sir? You're not trendy. What else did you call about?
Pretty much at this, I spoke with you this past Friday. I don't know if you remember. Before we got cut off, I was actually going to let you know that pretty much at this point, there's nothing going on up here at this point in Kansas. And, we've sent you a few emails. We've also started a book and a documentary combination that we would also like to ask you to be a part of.
Oh, but you're the veteran, and you said that people are like, if they see you wearing dog tags or any of your military jacket or anything, people are getting in your face?
Yeah, it's how pretty much it's best to either just stay in or not wear it at this point, yeah.
All right, well, we're in the process of hiring reporters, two of them. We're running a contest, and I appreciate your call, sir, but that's how people who want, because I'm getting all these calls behind the scenes, people are delivering, you know, their old work here, and they're saying, hire me, here's work I did as a reporter 2 years ago. And I'm like, it's through the contest. It's not fair to hire people who at least don't try to go through the contest. And there's $5,000 for one reporter and $5,000 for the other, a male and female reporter. Two winners. And you can go read the rules. What's the actual URL of that? Get the URL from the guys, and I'll tell the listeners the URL where people can find out how to enter the contest. Or just type in InfoWars Reporter Contest into the NSA search engine. So InfoWars.com/reporter-contest. That's where it is. Thank you. John in Ohio, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's good to talk to you. I think we're inside some kind of mass psyop here. And I remember this took place about 13 years ago, back during the Kosovo incident with Bill Clinton. One morning, I think it was on the Good Morning America. I was with the house with my mother, and I got up and they showed this picture. It said two Kosovars in a prison camp, and the picture was actually a picture taken 40 years ago of two Jewish men looking out of a concentration camp during World War II in their nightshirts. And I looked at my mother and I said, "Look, I got a book in here, World War II in color."
No, that's right. They showed fake photos saying the Serbs had done it. And it was color photos of people at a camp. And then they also, that got caught. They staged a shot of a man with tuberculosis and then had him come to one of the UN facilities that had the food behind wires and said that was the case. NBC got caught editing the tape to have George Zimmerman, you know, making it sound like, yeah, he looks like he's up to no good because he's black. And the real tape is they're like, sir, what color is he? Does he look black, Hispanic, white? He looks black. Yeah, he's looking at, you know, he's looking in things, doing things, acting like he's on drugs or up to no good. They edit it together like, yeah, he's black. He's up to no good because he's black. This is what they do.
Alex, I got this old book here I bought back in 96. It was by a man named Thomas Chittum, Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. And I remember when I got it, I read through it and I told some people, my family about it. And they said, you're crazy. Everything this man said in this book about racial separate groups, mass riots for days and days.
Yeah, by the way, I want to carry that book, and I want him on the show. He's still around, isn't he?
I'm not sure, but I will say this. I think there's a guy that comes on George Norrie's show sometimes that talks about microwave attack through radio waves. And, you know, I kind of wonder about this because I have epileptic seizures. And when you take
neurological disorders are off the chart, mainly from the chemicals, but it's also frequency pollution.
Yeah, frequency pollution. This is what I was talking about. Is that I sometimes wonder if the things going on in this country with murders and things are not sometimes being started with this frequency pollution. Because I'm going to tell you what, I mean, we're just having strange things seemingly break out everywhere.
Well, sir, they've got now close to 20% of the population, 10% of the military or more, are on psychotropics that cause you to not have impulse control. I mean, it's on the insert. It causes violent attacks and murder and mayhem. And I mean, so Bales was under psychiatric treatment, begged to not go back, was on drugs, but they won't release the details. And they're going to send him to prison when they put a trained killer on a drug that makes you go psycho. And I'm not saying that he's a perfect guy, but you can't put somebody on crazy drugs. The guy that shot the cop last week was in a Xanax fit that it causes. I mean, he was temporarily insane. Of course he was. Be right back. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Diesel owners, have you had enough of hard starts, poor mileage, and poor performance? The cause is stiction, a gummy residue that clings to injectors like cholesterol clings to arteries. Stiction robs your diesel engine of power, performance, and gas mileage. The answer, Hot Shot Secret.
This is Lee from Minnesota. I have a F-350 with a 6.0 diesel, and I had many injector problems and hard starting problems. After I added Hot Shot Secret, it now starts better, feels stronger, and my mileage went up 2 miles per gallon. I recommend Hot Shot Secret to anyone with a diesel engine.
Hot Shot Secret, the only oil additive engineered to remove stiction in all diesel engines. Clean from the inside out with Hot Shot Secret. Available nationwide at all Tractor Supply stores or call 800-341-6516. That's 800-341-6516. Or go to HotShotSecret.com. Hot Shot Secret, powered by science.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
By the way, we looked down a bunch of the office is freaking out as they went and searched the term Jack Kevorkian art. And it's demons eating babies, people having their heads chopped up and eaten on banquet tables. I mean, that's what he was into. I'm not making this up. I mean, I went through the torture of searching out Schwarzenegger and his gay porn exploits. That's true, too. That's why he's so easily blackmailed. And most of it is in a rich guy's private collection and has not been released. But the point is, any of this stuff I bring up, it's all real. I mean, you understand that when I tell you MIT says over 90% of us will be dead? That's an article at Infowars.com with a link to the Smithsonian Institute, to the UN, to the Club of Rome, and to MIT. I mean, I understand this all sounds crazy. I got it. I get it. It's real. I'm not the one that's crazy. I'm the one marveling at it. And believe me, it's not fun searching out Schwarzenegger stuff. Like I said, I was looking for the porno magazines he was in and found him buying up art of kids run over by trucks. I mean, again, by the way, I looked for that again and couldn't find it. And we didn't put it in the film just because it was like, and here's Schwarzenegger buying art of, dead babies. The point is, it's out there. Somebody try to find it. It's harder. You can find the Kevorkian stuff in 5 seconds. If somebody find it, email us where it's at, because I want to, on the show, if it comes in today, I'll show it. You know, 6 years ago, I wasn't streaming the show on the web, so we couldn't really do this. Let's go to Janice in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I have to tell you about this rodeo that you can't miss. Let's see. It's if you go to bio.org, they're having a huge thing in Austin, Texas, from April April 16th through, April 18th. They don't say the dates. But it's the whole biotech industry. It's everybody. I mean, the attendees read like the New York Stock Exchange, Human Genome, Bain Capital, Baxter Biosciences, Baxter Healthcare, Bureau of International Affairs, Biotech Industry, Org, Cephalon, Eli Lilly, Genzyme, Galaxo, SmithKline, Hydra Biosciences, Pfizer, Sirius Genomics. I mean, this is everybody. And on the main page, it has the bioethicists, the killing babies at 3 and all that stuff. And
oh, really? They're having those folks there. Hey, we got all the bioweapons and kill the babies.
And this is, their main deal that they're going to do is the biotech patent landscape, where they, like the women at BRACAnalysis, where they steal your genes.
And they steal your blood at birth, put it in a global database now for 40 plus years globally, and then when you go in to get a genetic treatment, they go, oh, sorry, we got your blood at birth and we patented it and we own it, your particular protein.
They're getting it everywhere, not just there.
But they're nice people, though, because they want the children to take the shots because they care about them, but then separately talk about how they want to kill them.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think somebody should go to this.
I hear you. I'll try to send the reporter. So they're having a giant biotech conference here in Austin coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah,
next week.
You can get it on bio.org and then just go to conferences.
Bayer put out the pesticide that's killing all the bees. I mean, that's good. These are good people. Maybe I'll go there and worship them.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.